Bridal Heart, and in this episode of Where It Gets Art in the World, I will be writing a spiel paragraph. So, I'm sick and I'm home, but I've still got to do English work, which my English teacher has sent me. So, this is for my assessment actually, but I'm just drafting a paragraph. It's called spiel, which is your statement, which is the S, your point, the P, example or explanation. You can switch them around, which is both the E's, and then link is the L. So yeah, we've been learning how to write. We're analyzing the novel Detention by Tristan Banks. We're doing the theme trust, and how we write our statement sentences. We write this, the author believes that, and then we write whatever, and then we cross out the author believes, and then we've got our statement sentence, and then we've got the point, which introduces the novel, the author, and expands on the above thing in relation to text. And yeah, you can also identify the characters. So far for the point, I just wrote, this theme is explored by the author Tristan Banks in the fast-paced novel Detention. And also, Tristan Banks came to our school the other day. That was really good. Go search Tristan Banks up. He's got a variety of books, including Detention, Two Wolves, The Fall, Cop and Robber, which is his new one, and Tom Weekly. I think The Cop and Robber, we've just read the first bit, the first chapter, because he read it to us, but it's really good. And Detention's also a really good book. They're really action-packed, and there's always something happening. Yeah. And, it's in third person, and in, Detention, there's two characters, Dan and Seema, and Seema's the girl, Dan's the boy, and it's like warriors, and they jump into both perspectives. Okay, I'm trying to write a statement here that, the author believes that, trust is a gift, can be good and bad, that can sometimes be bad, but, I'm just going to write it the way our teachers said, just to say trust is a gift, and then we go, trust is a gift that can bring a friendship and support, but also betrayal and discomfort. I know, that's just for now. Let me just see how this goes. The author believes that trust is a gift that can bring friendship and support, but also betrayal and discomfort. I've written another few words down for trust. Well, we did a brainstorming class for trust. Me and my friend Georgie, we sit next to each other in English, and I think we had to, no, we didn't write this one together, but we're pretty good at writing statement sentences. Miss chose our one about hope one time, and she still always recalls on it, but my other trust one was building trust with someone on a journey can give an individual support and respect, resulting in a boost of self-confidence. I think I actually might use some of that, and I'm not sure about the rest of the trust thing, but I've written a heap about moral dilemmas, and I don't actually think I wrote any of the trust stuff down, which is kind of stupid, but that's okay. Okay, I'm just gonna I got like these heaps of different words which I can replace. I think I've got a few sheets of paper, but I can't find them. Oh well. I'm gonna actually use my statement sentence before. Building trust is a gift. Building trust with someone on a journey can be a I'm just fixing this up. Building trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, but also betrayal and discomfort. Well, you know, I'm just gonna take out the bad stuff because I'm gonna say resulting in a boost of self confidence. Yeah, building trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, resulting in a boost of self-confidence. And oh, what's that word? We learned about it in. I'm just gonna like use my iPad for a minute so this cuts out. I'm really sorry, and also my voice will sound so bad. I'm sorry, I'm really sick, but yeah. Oops, sorry it cut out. I will forget about that, but it was self. Putting trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, resulting in a boost of self confidence and it's like it's how you think about yourself, I need to add something, because I think building trust with someone on a journey can be, resulting in a boost of self-confidence. I'm not really sure about resulting. I feel like that's like, I'm gonna take that bit out. Friendship support. Giving an individual a. Yep. Building trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, giving an individual a boost of self-confidence and I'm actually doing like because I have to recall on these in the examples, so friendship and support. I might just leave it at that, actually, and then just cross that out. Building trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, giving an individual a boost of self-confidence. I think that's really good. I'm just going to ask my classmates, how do you guys like my trust statement sentence, and then let me just copy this. Then paste. There we go. Main idea of the paragraph in this journey. You know, look at all the other things we have. On all the other ones, like, my teacher wrote one saying, despite the the dilemmas that arise when on a challenging journey, an individual can overcome internal conflict by staying true to their beliefs. That's like really good. And another one is, through taking a path of greater resistance, individuals can make a difference against the injustice that exists within society. Injustices. Building trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can make friendship and support. I'm going to like change boost and building and see if there's any other words. Normally if you like what is define the different I'm gonna search up define boost and then look at all the synonyms. Improves, giving an individual a increase of self-confidence, magnifies, swells, amplifies, enhance. I like giving an individual an enhance of self-confidence. Or enhancing an individual's self-confidence. You know, I like enhancing an individual's self-confidence. Enhancing an individual's self-confidence. That's not how you spell confidence, but still, there we go. Okay. So building trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support in enhancing an individual's self-confidence. Now, building. Constructing trust with someone. That sounds too like a builder or something. Establishing trust with someone on a journey. I like that. That sounds good. Establishing trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, enhancing an individual's self-confidence. I think that is very wordy, but very good. Okay, I'm just going to see if there's anything else for, like, gift, even though I kind of like it. There's can be a present that no can be a donation that can be in can, with someone on a journey can be a offering yeah none of them really fit it. Okay. I'm gonna end this recording and come back when I've done a bit more. Hi guys, it's been about, I don't know, however many hours it's been, but I kind of added a little bit. I kind of got bored, started watching stuff, but yes, I also painted a fox which I put in the cover art. So far what I've got is establishing trust with someone on a journey can be a gift that
can be a gift that can bring friendship and support, enhancing an individual's self-confidence. In the fast-paced book Detention, the author, Tristan Banks, shows the journey Seema and Dan attempt and the trust they put in each other. An example is, he sends out a prayer for her, and she sends one for him. They have become good friends and have started to care about each other. They've been trusting each other for a while, and when they're in a time of peril, they are praying to each other, and yeah, they haven't really done much. But I do have another example, which is Dan and Seema share a smile. This indicates how they have grown to trust each other and have been seeking each other for support. Which, to be honest, I don't really like the trust thing, because I'd rather do hope, because there's more, like, quotes and stuff, but, like, more interesting ones for me, but it's okay. I'll still do this, because I could probably, get a good grade with this. If you guys didn't know, last time, I've got a Twitch account now. It is, let me just see, because I don't even know what it's called myself. Brableheart4. And yeah, I sometimes stream. Sometimes. But I've only streamed once, and that was Super Animal Royale, but that didn't really work, so you know, that's cool. But I just wanted to tell you guys about that. I'm not really sure if I'm gonna do anything more. No, I'm gonna search up Warrior Cats on the Twitch and see if any more cats come up. Ooh, this person redesigns Worry Cats. Very cool. Wow, they're really good. I'm following them. Very nice. Okay, I'm gonna look more Warrior Cats stuff. Yeah, I don't know, there's not much more. I'll probably stream some Worry Cat stuff, and yeah, you guys can tell me about that. But for now, I think I'm probably just gonna end it. Actually, go check out this WizOBiz person, because they've got like heaps of cool Warrior Cat art stuff, and looks really good. They did a lot of redesigning Warrior Cats. Very nice. Okay. Anything else to say? Let me check. I'm gonna go into my episodes. I'm sorry, I'm like, this is just gonna be called a ramble, I think. Ramble while doing work, but Oh, Polly, because or BCBC said, I guess you did this episode with CapCut right, so the music's still a bit loud, you can lower it. The best is if you make it on 5. Oh my god, sorry for my bad language. It's fine, not bad English. I'm bad at talking, so, you know, it's fine. And yeah, I did have it on 5, but I think it must have just changed, so that's fine. And Pure Heart, you said, I think I entered, can you check my profile? You said you made me up, but it wasn't on your account, and yeah. And overall in the poll, so far, Skystreak's winning, so I think I made a good choice with that art then, and don't mind me just like checking some of my episodes. Oh, hi Brambleheart, I love your podcast and just wanted to say that I released my first Warrior song on my pod called Dancing Dreams, and maybe you can check it out and talk about it or something. Oh, this was Lee Mail. I'm not sure your gender, but your podcast is so cool. I checked it out. It is amazing. Go check out her podcast, their podcast. I'm sorry. It's very good. Your song is amazing. Like, really good. So go check out Dancing Dreams. And, have you read these? And then this is, I'm the other one and I host a podcast in Finnish, so you listeners of this podcast can hardly understand, but I understand English, so nice episode. Yeah, I did check out your podcast. No, I didn't, but, right, I think you might have mentioned it in another one, I'm not sure, but, Mist Feather just said nope, but, yeah, go check out Mist Feather's, podcast. I forgot, let me check what it's called again, sorry Miss Feather, I haven't been up to date with everybody's podcast, there's so many ones I've got now, it's really sad, but also Cinnamon Buns Bookshelf, I found them, they're really good, the art is actually amazing, it's, wow, very, very nice. Warrior Cats Under the Stars, and there's a, the Secrets of the Dark, art, cover art competition, go into that, yeah, so far she's got two entries by, Luna Moon and Pop Gadget, or, Wolf Art, I'm pretty sure, and, yeah, and go check them out. Also, anything else I may add? Oh, the new thing is, in the comments, write your name as your worry name as an emoji, and you can equal what kind of thing you are. We were talking about, that kind of sounds crazy, but, let me just get it up. It was funny, everybody was doing like their name and then equals beans, jelly beans, but let me get it back up, this is so long ago. Wow, we talked so much, jeez. There's so much stuff on this. I don't think I'm gonna be able to find it. No, I don't think so. Oh well, there we go. Last note. Sorry, I'm like just rambling now, but sorry about that. No, please tell me it wasn't another one. Oh. Yeah, okay, who cares? Thanks, just say, write an, warrior cat name as an emoji. Yeah. Okay, also, go check out, Holly Rose. The YouTube channel, it's very good. It's a, it's one about edits on, like, her horse riding, very good. Yeah, okay, that was kind of crazy. Bye! Oh, wait, thank you for listening to Warrior Cats on the World. Tune in for future episodes. Goodbye.